FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
What is going on? I just drove here. The roads are packed. Everything is going on this weekend, I'll tell you that. Northern Nevada, hello. It's your local radio host on Saturday morning, John Potter. 72 degrees at the moment, our current temperature. And it's ideal weather, I guess. Yeah, everybody's out there. In Carson City is my man, Craig, our producer. We have tickets to give away. The boss sent something about the Battle of the 4x4s. Are we doing that today?
Well, that is tonight's event. But we had, and I'm proud to say, we had a foster home come in and get the last of our tickets for that the kids.
Well, good.
For an outside event. So, yeah, we're happy that we were able to supply the tickets for that. So
he just didn't want to answer the phones, folks. But that's very nice and good-hearted of you. You're a little, I don't know how much sleep you got. I know you went to see Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I actually got to bed about 10 o'clock last night, so it wasn't too far past my bedtime.
The big show at Bartley Ranch, I'm dying to hear how it was. I heard it sold out.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah, I was surprised we gave away all those tickets all week.
Yeah, we had, there at Bartley Ranch, there is, with the grassy knoll, 900 tickets available. What sold out was the actual seats, because on the grass you bring a blanket or your folding chair, your lawn chair, or whatever, and you sit on the grass.
The riffraff is, yeah.
Where the riffraff, yes. Where Jerry sat. So Jerry did an introduction for Jimmy.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Well, what's your review of the show? What is this show like? Is it... I enjoy him. That's my shift here on weekdays. I listen to him. He's got all the sound effects and everything. Yeah. So what does he do on stage?
Well, on stage he says the things that he can't say on the air on Fox News.
Like what?
Well, let's see. The profanities were flying about 5 a minute.
Oh,
for the
1 hour
show. Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was all in fun and talking about the people he works with at Fox and places he's gone and do shows and
funny stuff.
Oh, very funny. Yeah. Yeah. There was the youngest person in there was 11 years old. Brought by his grandparents.
Right. big fan at 11 years old.
Yep. He Jimmy does a little bit of a question and answer period toward the end. And this young man came up with a few good questions.
I'm sure he was very impressed with how Reno turned out for him. Where does he get his energy? What coffee is that man drinking?
I don't know what coffee, but Jerry gave him a bottle of whiskey last night before the show.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear him on Monday then.
Well, if you want to hear him, look to see if he made it back, because his flight left Reno. Boarding was at 4:20 this morning.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping he'd call in.
Yeah, he's probably on his way back to New York. But, his flight was 5 o'clock this morning. And he has to be back there to do his show tonight, his live Fox show, because it goes live on the air here in Reno at 7 p.m. So
I'm kind of glad he didn't call, because, listen, I cannot match wits with the guy. I'm not very good with this, but he is amazing. And listen, we interviewed him on this show before. Yep. Folks, you want to hear my end of the on-air conversation with Jimmy Fallon? Here it is.
And that's about how many words you could get in edgewise.
And anyway. All right, we're going to have fun. Maybe some giveaways a little bit later. I gotta hype up the weather, man. The garage sales have come out. I mean, really come out. I see so many garage sales this weekend. You got to, and I've had them before. You got to have a thick skin to hold a garage sale. I don't understand how people can come to a garage sale and be so picky. You know, they...
That plate has a stain on it.
Right. And they say it out loud. They make you feel bad about the stuff you don't want anymore.
That you're almost giving away.
Right. Yeah. What do you mean? What's your deal? It's 10 cents. But they look at your stuff and they're like, they frown. And it's like they're silently judging what you bought. It's like, a couple comes in and they're like, what's this? I don't want this. Yeah, I don't want that either. Hey, it's a quarter, okay?
Hey, does this TV have a remote?
No, it's $10.
Well,
the remote's $20.
I was looking for a newer TV.
Yeah, they sell those at places called stores. See, I keep my mouth shut, but these are what's in my head here.
So is this your neighbor? Your neighbor's having garage sales? Is that what triggered this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I went to look. There's a listing that popped up on my next door, and it was like pages. This has got to be the biggest garage sale weekend of all. It's all pent up garage sales from winter and people really not only needing money, of course, but stuff. It's stuff. I'm not alone. How many people can't park their car in the garage? But you have to remind people when they come to the garage. It's not a store. You're in my garage. Look at the walls. There's a spider, okay? And some people, they come to garage sales and they ask for items that they don't even see. Like I got departments inside.
Where are your drapes? We're looking for drapes. We don't see any.
Well, that means I don't have any.
That's because the housewares is on the back porch. Check customer service in the shed there.
What's your return policy?
My return policy? I'm going to slap you if you come back here. Go away. All right. Got that off my chest. Oh, I do. One more thing. Garage doors. If you cross the electronic eye, that will turn the light on for a predetermined amount of time. Mine is 15 minutes. Am I alone in this? When you close the garage door, the light stays on for 15 minutes? And why? These things are nothing but trouble. There was the time my garage door electric eyes somehow got out of measurement, and I literally spent an afternoon trying to get the one electric eye to see the other by the correct hundredth of an inch. And it turned out it just stopped working, so I had to call a repairman. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Electric eyes on garage doors have been a windfall for garage door repairmen. They got to be rolling in it. I know this whole thing is for safety, but so overly protected of us everything is now. And I have to tell you, when my mom passed away, my brothers and I were going through her old pictures, and there was this Polaroid of the thing she used to drive me around in the car in this. It looked like some fabric on coat hangers that I was sitting in. There was no securing it to the seat or anything. I mean, it was like if she hit the brake, I was airborne. And it's tough to believe or understand because we're so old, you know. We're in such a different era now. And as a kid, we never. Speaking of old, I have loaded film into a Kodak camera, wound it forward after every shot, and waited a whole week to find out that my thumb was in the frame. But, you know, we didn't wear bicycle helmets. We never gave it a thought. We drank out of the hose. I don't know when the transition started. You know, Dad would call it the wussification of America. When I played Little League, our team had two helmets that we shared, and that was it. And now every kid has their own helmet. They got an elbow guard and a shin guard, a foot guard. And part of me says, you know what, some injuries are a rite of passage. Like bicycles, they go with shinned knees. Were we tougher back in the day? Or were we dumber? I don't know. 888-484-9910 is our phone number. And one more thing on being old. Did any of you folks watch the American Music Awards this week? Rod Stewart is 80, and he brought down the house, and it changed my mind about old rock and roll stars not retiring. I mean, yeah, Rod Stewart, he's right now performing in Las Vegas, and the Rolling Stones are still doing shows. I love him, but in rock and roll, after what, 70? They really ought to cut that out. You know, they're older than what my parents would be now. Stop them. I would not pay $350 to watch my father jump around the room. $250 maybe. But the Rolling Stones, Craig, they are so old.
How old are they, John?
When Mick Jagger sings Start Me Up, he means it. Start me up. And they're like, okay, clear. Poof.
Charge that pacemaker.
I went to see Rush last year. Remember Rush? They're too old now. They're called Take Your Time. No, no, we're not Rush anymore. We're okay, up next, we're going to get serious. The Nevada legislature, the vetoes from the governor will highlight my next segment. I'm John Potter. Our first guest coming up, you know, Derek is coming up with a lot of new health news, but... Oh, there go the phones. That's a good sign. Yeah, let's hit on the vetoes and local news. That's up next. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk, live and local. The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter here, live and local. You can also text that number, 884-9910. One more thing about age. My phone has, have you heard about this? This app that shows me what I would look like as an old person. It's called a camera. It's a terrible app. Let's get to Nevada news. Governor Lombardo's beat up, stripped down, wussified crime bill. You know, one of the main things in this crime bill, and it was a basic let's get tough on crime again bill. That's what it was. It didn't make it, by the way. You probably heard that. But the governor wanted to drop the threshold for thefts to be regarded as felonies from the current $1,200. Yes, $1,200 you got to steal to be considered a felony. Governor Sisolak was the one who signed the bill raising it that high after last session that basically said, you thieves, you have to smash and grab, shoplift, or otherwise steal $12,000 worth of goods to be charged with a felony. And this former governor of ours is dropping hints that he wants to run again with him stealing. I think I was right there. Stealing $11,999 worth. That becomes a slap in the hand misdemeanor. Yeah. Okay, so if you steal $11,999, that's a slap in the hand misdemeanor. So what happened after he did this, Sisolak? Retail theft skyrockets. Cities have to get their police deal with a lot more shoplifting. California learned the lesson. You know, they lowered the felony threshold. So Governor Lombardo, he wanted to take it back down to $750 worth of stolen goods to be charged with a felony. And as he said on his State of the State, the incredulous fact that, quote, California is now tougher on criminals than Nevada. And his crime bill was to make theft at $750 and up a felony. Democrats voted that out They took that part out. What could possibly be their excuse? Well, they actually had one. That the, by the way, the local news media just nodded, you know, their heads and reported it without one tough question at all. Well, they interviewed a Democrat probably about this. But actually, the Democrats' reason for opposing the lowered felony threshold was they said that provision would mean more felony cases in court and that it would cost too much. Man, they have it backwards. They really don't get that if you make it tougher on crime, there's going to be less of it. Right? I mean, they saw the proof of that effect when they and Sisolak raised the threshold to be charged with a felony. Am I wrong here? Have I gone through 70 years of life thinking the wrong thing here? That if you toughen up the punishment, there's going to be less criminality? Or am I nuts? Tell me I'm not crazy. Anyway, the bill died in the Nevada legislature. Didn't even get a vote after that change was made. Oh, well. Crime bill dead. In other action from the governor this week, he vetoed AB 280 on Tuesday. Now, this bill, among other things that make it harder on landlords, it's from the Democrats, this bill, to make it tougher on landlords, capped rent increases for seniors and Social Security recipients. You could not raise the rent on seniors for a certain length of time in this bill. Oh my gosh, who could possibly be against that? I mean, that sure looks good as a headline or, you know, on one of those local TV news stories. They probably went out to the post office like they do, and they asked every senior walking in, would you be against rent increases for your apartment? Yeah, I know the game. But wiser heads prevailed. The governor vetoed and wrote rent caps. Well, first off, rent control, rent caps, they don't work. You know, that's how slums are made. I think there are rent caps inside the old Riverside Casino apartments, what they call the artist lofts. Have you seen what those things look like inside? But anyway, the governor wrote that rent caps, quote, discourage property owners from investing in rental units, especially as costs continue to rise. By prohibiting landlords from increasing rent by more than 5% for certain tenants, seniors, the bill may inadvertently encourage preemptive rent hikes before the cap takes effect, making housing less attainable. Yeah, of course. First, the landlords would throw a big rent hike on seniors before the law took effect in June. And after that, once the new law takes effect, who do you think the landlords will not rent their apartments or homes to? Seniors, because they can't raise their rent when their costs go up. You know, I'm very sensitive to how seniors are truly struggling. I'm 70. I'm struggling. I'm working at 70. But we never dreamed the cost of living could get this high. But landlords, being business people that they are not going to be so apt to rent to seniors. And senior, because of the rent cap, and seniors would end up suffering more. I just can't get in the head of this Democrat lawmaker who wrote this and how they couldn't imagine this, what would happen. And, you know, I know a lot of mom and pop landlords, and I think we're going to see fewer of them if we get this rent control and rent cap thing going. And then I forgot one more thing on the legislature. I forgot what paper or TV station posted this article. This article comes up every 2 years. Every 2 years when the legislature packs up and leaves. And every 2 years, some paper station puts up the story that I get so tired of. It always comes up after a session ends. Golly, should the Nevada legislature meet every year? Like other states do, instead of every 2 years? God, no. As long as it's a Democrat majority, which it has been for some time, we don't need double the number of dumb bills copied from California and we don't need all the bad votes. I can give examples. You know, if you look at some of these, anybody can, these dumb bills, AB 588. This is what they spend time on, folks. AB 588 requires that all members of the state assembly be referred to as assembly member in state law rather than assemblyman or assemblywoman. It also prohibits, quote, female members of the assembly to have assemblywoman precede her name on official stationery and business cards. We'd be paying them to do this stuff every year. All right, I got it all out of my system. I'm feeling good. Derek's up next. We're going to be talking health. If you have health questions, it's amazing what Derek knows. I learn something each and every Saturday he's on. So text or call 884-9910. Going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 9:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local. Somebody texted me. You ask what coffee Jimmy Fallon drinks. What coffee are you on? Because I sound like a nut, I guess, the first half hour. I took my dragon's blood today. It's dragon's blood. That's what I take for Saturday morning. Dragon's blood from Derek Lee's BrainHealthFormulas.com. Thank you for dragon's blood. Turn me into a nut. Hi, Derek.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm really good. How was your week?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, mine too.
That's wonderful.
Hey, and look at this out there. I can't wait to get outside. It's going to be awesome today. All right, before we get to your big news, your new product, there is this, I thought of you when I read this, Derek. There's a doctor who serves South Lake Tahoe and Minden. He wrote an article in the Tahoe Daily Tribune this week on his favorite supplements to take, Dr. Patrick Trainer. And oh my gosh, his picture in the paper, he looks like Superman. So he listed his top 9 supplements. I want to get your opinion on each one. First off, I think you and I both agree, melatonin.
Yeah.
Okay, we like that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. It works like a charm with me. I mean, it's amazing. I'll take it, and 40 minutes later, that's in your sleep well.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yep. 40 minutes after I take the sleep well, my eyelids, I can't keep them open. So, melatonin.
Yep.
Okay.
Love it.
Yes, so do I. And it's in Sleepwell on BrainHealthFormulas.com. His number two, ashwagandha?
Yep.
A traditional herb that has been shown to lower cortisol, reduce stress and anxiety, and improve sleep and mood.
Yep. That's also in the sleep formula.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I'm already on this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super, man. Number three, best supplement, turmeric, particularly its active compound, curcumin.
Yep.
Is known for its anti-inflammatory effects. It's poorly absorbed unless paired with piperine, a black pepper compound that boosts absorption. Curcumin may reduce inflammation in arthritis. Turmeric is about 5% curcumin. So, turmeric.
I like curcumin better because people who take large amounts of turmeric actually can develop liver issues because we can't process the spice. So, I like to use curcumin because it's easier to absorb, easier to utilize. And whenever we utilize curcumin with the amino acid complex, it drastically improves the efficacy. And we actually have curcumin in the Mighty Cell.
Mighty Cell. That's yep. Your product you introduced last Saturday. Two Saturdays ago. Okay. Well, that's really interesting because on shelves everywhere, Costco, I was just in Costco, there's turmeric everywhere, but I don't see curcumin anywhere. And by the way, I'm saying that wrong.
It's curcumin.
Curcumin. Yeah. Okay. I don't see that anywhere.
It's a lot of companies will advertise it as turmeric with a 95% concentration of curcumin. I don't know why they do that because it's really a misrepresentation, but they might do it for recognition. as a spice.
Do you use it?
Yeah, I do. I use it in Mighty Cell. The reason I don't use it more is dragon's blood and astaxanthin are 1,000 times better for anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties.
Did you hear this, folks? This information from you is like gold when it comes to health. Okay, we're up to now number four. Berberine, a yellow alkaloid found in plants like barberry and golden seal, improves blood sugar control and lowers LDL cholesterol. Garlic, particularly aged extract, can moderately reduce blood pressure and cholesterol. So berberine and garlic, what do you say?
Yeah, berberine is great. So is garlic. They both have their own benefits.
Next one. Oh, this is kind of like some people say it works, some people say it doesn't. St. John's wort has been used to treat mild to moderate depression and has shown results comparable to antidepressants.
For people who are deficient in a specific nutrient, that's why it only works for some people, is because it fills in the void of the deficiency or depletion of a specific vitamin or mineral. When it fills in that void or nutrient deficiency, then it has antidepressant effects.
Okay, L-theanine, an amino acid in green tea, promotes calm without sedation and may improve focus.
Yep, we have that in all sleep well formulas, and I believe it's in some either frayed nerves or nerve tranquility also.
In your products, you are a believer in L-theanine.
It has a tremendous, so that's actually the active ingredient from green tea, white tea, and oolong tea. It's the calming component that actually contributes to the production of GABA.
All right, this next one is one I've heard a lot of buzz about lately, and I brought it up to you before. Lion's mane, a medicinal mushroom, contains compounds that may stimulate nerve growth factor supporting brain function. One placebo-controlled study showed cognitive improvement with lion's mane in older adults with mild impairment.
Very possible.
And you have it somewhere, don't you?
Yes, in nerve growth factor.
Nerve growth factor, folks.
That's our mushroom formula, by the way. There's 12 different types of mushrooms in it. Lion's mane is one of those.
Nerve growth factor at brainhealthformulas.com. Two more here. Bergamot, a citrus fruit, can reduce LDL and triglycerides while increasing HDL and the effect of statins.
Yeah, I've used that in some of our tests, and we didn't have good enough results with it. I love the smell of it. It's one of the most, enigmatic aroma. It's kind of transcendent in a strange way. It's a beautiful smell. Beautiful. It smells really, really good.
You are like this encyclopedia, and you've tested stuff. Okay, the final one, creatine for cognitive health.
What creatine will do is transport fluids, and so it might be an easy way to actually get more fluid into the brain and to the muscle and nervous system in order to provide fluid that arguably struggles to get into the cells.
So do you say yes on all eight of these, or were there nine?
They all can be beneficial. There's a few of them. They will only work if there's a deficiency in the first place, like St. John's wort in particular.
You know, you ought to be writing these newspaper articles. You ought to do like a speech somewhere.
I would love to. That's actually the direction I want to get into, to be honest.
Well, I got into it recently, you know, when I was booted out of Channel 2. I had a lot of time on my hands, and I wrote a speech, and I've spoken at every Kiwanis, almost every Rotary, Optimist Club, Republican clubs, and yeah, I highly recommend you do that.
I want to.
People would love hearing your wisdom about health. All right, let's talk about your brand new product. This is the debut. Tell us all about it.
So we worked quite extensively trying to develop this. So it's called, the product name is called Turbo Blue. So we use methylene blue as kind of the driver. That's going to be the antioxidant. That's going to be about enabling the body and the brain to be able to transport more oxygen to the cells. So it actually engages with the mitochondria as the energy powerhouse of all of our cells.
Oh, my God.
There's a tremendous amount of science that supports the benefits of methylene blue. I did not put any references to the science on the website yet, but we will. And for some reason, that formula is not showing up on the website yet, which it was supposed to be up there yesterday, but I don't know what happened. I just checked this morning right before we walked in here and found it was not, so I'm a little irritated by that. Anyways, so Turbo Blue. So what we tried to do is methylene blue can be very effective on its own. And so what I put a lot of effort into is how can we compound the benefits of methylene blue and be able to utilize what it can do and actually utilize it as a transporter. So what we did is what I do is look at where is this functioning? How can we optimize the utilization of this component?
Yeah.
And so methylene blue functions within the cellular layer. So methylene blue is antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasitic, antiviral, anti-inflammatory. So it has all these amazing properties. I'm like, okay, well, how do we pair up other ingredients that can work with methylene blue to compound the effects? So my immediate response is hyaluronic acid is going to benefit that. So we're going to use methylene blue to carry and transport the hyaluronic acid into the cellular tissue, because hyaluronic acid is beneficial for the brain and all of our cells also. And so we use fruit-based vitamin C as another ingredient. For those who are familiar with methylene blue, vitamin C can disrupt the function of methylene blue. And so what I spent a lot of time doing this week was doing tests to find out if fruit-based vitamin C actually has the same effect as ascorbic acid. Does methylene blue break down as quickly? And it does not. It actually still stays functional and active. So if vitamin C breaks down methylene blue, what it does is it turns into a super antioxidant component. So there's tremendous benefits anyways. So it turns into a superpower other than just vitamin C.
Where does this come from? What is methylene blue?
It was actually developed, I believe, in the 60s. It was originally developed as a dye, as a contrast they could do, but get better readings on x-rays. And so then they found that it has benefits to, there's a blood disorder, I'm not going to pronounce this properly, it's like something to the effects of hemoglobulin. So there's some blood disorder where the blood does not transport enough oxygen with the red blood cell. So this methylene blue is actually FDA approved for hemoglobulin as a prescription drug. And so it's been, in the last several years, it's been utilized as more of a nootropic, over-the-counter, research-based component to improve our own oxygen capacity. And so if I would have known about this 10 years ago, I could have repaired all of my symptoms or issues with methylene blue in itself.
You are unlocking all of nature's secrets. This is pretty amazing. And you knew every single one of these supplements. You've had experience with them. I see how you spend your free time now. So when you get this new product on the website, are you going to have your traditional sale on the new product?
What we're going to do is buy two, get one free. I really am a firm. So I've been experimenting with this formula for the last 10 days. And it's really fantastic the way it works. Every once in a while you get to see UP blue, which is kind of fun in a weird way. I just feel good. I feel really good taking it. And so we spend a lot of time in formulating proper dosages, proper amounts of supportive nutrients to go along with methylene blue. And of course, the most active component within that is the amino acid complex, which actually enables the brain to be able to direct it. And so it actually is a huge preventative. Methylene blue can actually kill cancer cells and stop the replication of cancer cells. And that's one thing a lot of people take for that reason. It also can be very beneficial for kidney and liver function. There's just so many benefits too. I'm like, okay, let's build it.
I can't see how it could be anywhere near as powerful as dragon's blood.
It's different. It's different because this is actually more of an oxygen transporter. And it kind of fills in the gaps in the cellular matrix. So it actually can enable us to make repairs on a cellular layer, even the skin. So we can repair from the inside working out.
You're a madman.
Thanks, John.
884-9910. We've had people on hold forever, but we're going to take those calls after we take this break. If you have a health question, 884-9910. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Buy two, get one free of the brand new product, Turbo Blue. what he was just talking about, brainhealthformulas.com. Back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 949.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. 9:52. John Potter, live and local. Just looking at this text. Hey, John, can we call you Jack? Have you been inside any of the Riverside Artist Lofts? And I made a kind of a comment there. I have, yes, I have been inside one of the artists, or many. You had an open house at the Riverside Artist Lofts, and I walked around and checked them out. Enough said. That's a personal witness thing. Anyway, we're here with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. All right, let's go to the phones. John calling from Sparks. John, thank you for calling. Good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Derek, I wanted to ask you, what's your perception or what are your thoughts on colostrum with boosted different types of products that you have?
Hi, John. So I just want to let you know, we are in the process of developing a formula with colostrum, to be honest with you. We started testing this week, and we will most likely have it available next week.
I bet John Potter is going to like this.
I think John Potter is going to love this.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a fantastic component, and it has numerous benefits to
I'm health. Full of your fantastic compounds. I'm already I'm on the Restore and the Dragon's Blood and the oh my gosh, what more do you want to feed me? I'm going to be Superman.
Hey, we all can be Superman and women.
John, what have you heard about this? Yes.
The colostrum is like a super I don't know the right chemical word. I know that Derek probably does, but I'm telling you that from what I've read about colostrum with all of the different things that are added to it for memory loss, for gut health, for thinning hair, nails, whatever it might be, you add it to colostrum and it's phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about how it is right now. It will be even better.
Yeah.
Is what I'm reading.
Colostrum is a superfoods of superfoods. It does not get more efficient from a nutrient perspective than colostrum.
Again, something I never heard of.
Yeah.
What an education I get here. Thank you, John, for calling.
Thanks, John.
Colostrum, is it in any of your products?
Not yet. It will be next week.
Okay. Speaking of your products, your new product, Turbo Blue, contains methylene blue, and what a story you told about that. How's the Mighty Cell doing? We brought that up as we were going through our supplement list, and now Mighty Cell builds stem cells and mitochondria.
People love Mighty Cell, arguably more than Restore. That's the type of response I've gotten. It's like, Restore is fantastic. Mighty Cell, some people like it better than Restore. It has that much of a punch. People love it.
You get a lot of feedback on your stuff, don't you?
Yeah, lots. A lot of feedback. It's always been positive. If people have questions, I encourage people to call, email, text, whatever. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any and all questions.
And 2 weeks ago, you introduced Up and Away.
Yeah, that's a fun one, too.
Fun as in
lots of energy, lots of new variations of how we can live.
We're talking erectile dysfunction here. Up and Away. How has that gone over?
Great. I've probably had 45 orders of it this week.
And so I was
fantastic.
One of them.
No kidding, Craig.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
my energy level is way up.
Well, let me put this delicately.
up and away, huh, Craig?
Up, up, yep. And away.
That's great.
Is it up, up, and away, Craig?
Yes, it is.
All right. I don't want to hear it anymore.
It's not the 1 minute manager. It's you. Yeah.
I don't want to hear.
John's blushing, everyone. I know, John's right? Blushing.
And he wonders why I have the cameras in the studio.
That's right.
I don't like those. All right. Brainhealthformulas.com It's buy two, get one free of the new super product, Turbo Blue, with methylene blue. And speaking of testimonials, I'd sure like to see, well, I guess people just say them to you.
Yeah.
But you have brought letters here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only reason people write these things is because they notice something. They get some effect from it. If they did not get an effect, you wouldn't get anything.
That's right.
Feedback.
And I think probably 90% of testimonials I don't put on the website because it's people's experience. And to me, it's more of personal. And I just like to re-communicate what people have experienced. And I just don't put the effort into actually writing them down and transforming onto the website, which is definitely a loss on my part.
Well, you're a godsend, I tell you. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you again for this Saturday. I want to get back to that story that was written about you, and I'm going to do my next chapter of that next Saturday, but you include that with each order, don't you?
Each order this week, we're going to include
the whole story.
The whole story. It's 5 pages. Yeah. It's probably the best well-written article I've ever read, at least about us. It's fantastic.
Brain Health, you ought to write a book. Brainhealthformulas.com. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure as always.
99.1 FM Talk. Fox News next.